State legislators are poring through copies of an in-state gas line report released yesterday, but it will be some time before the project gains or loses approval. The report, authored by the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation, indicates that building a pipeline to carry North Slope natural gas to the state's south central region can be done at a cost of $7.5 billion. The line would follow a Parks Highway route south from Fairbanks, according to Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation President Dan Foskey, who delivered the report to legislators in Anchorage. Foskey said the project is commercially feasible, would lower consumer costs substantially in Fairbanks, and would pose an alternative to importing liquid natural gas to South Central to offset natural gas shortages here. Governor Parnell told the group via teleconference that the report is a positive step forward and that it merits review. House Speaker Mike Chenault chaired the meeting.
And now it's going to be up to us to go through it, determine are those costs real or not, and if they are, how do we move forward with this project if this is the one that we choose to go forward on. The project is compliant with the current laws that we have regarding AGIA, and at a future point in time, if something changes with the law that's the law of the land today, then other things may change as far as size or even route. But Dan's simply correct that any changes you make now are going to have an effect on the price of a project.
Bill Stoltz, co-chair of the House Finance Committee, said Foskey's address is encouraging. Stoltz said that Matanuska Valley constituents are face-to-face with looming energy shortages.
None of us have read the report yet. It's just put on the table. Looking at the options, and I think it... Senator Huggins brought up a point that concerns me is we represent folks in the Matsu Valley that are at the tail end of our natural gas supply, and a lot of pressure on use and supply. We feel it first being at the end of the system. If you're waiting and holding your breath for the AGIA process and the economics of that, you might turn blue and then turn a different gangrene color before you see that.
Foskey said the in-state gas line project would not compete with the much larger AGIA project, which would bring gas to the lower 48. But Anchorage Representative Les Guerra has concerns about moving ahead with the in-state project.
This is sort of a project that gives us a plan C. If nothing else works out, this is what we have to do. But there are reports that there's much more gas in Cook Inlet. That buys us time. But we have to see if the explorers really make that pan out. If the price of natural gas goes up in the lower 48, all of a sudden the big pipeline works. And the advantage of that is the big pipeline produces the cheapest gas for us, and it produces $1 to $2 billion a year in state revenue. That's a better deal than more expensive gas through an in-state pipeline that produces no state revenue because we don't tax in-state gas.
Foskey said the in-state natural gas line would carry 500 million cubic feet of gas a day. He envisions project completion by 2018 with first gas by 2019. Foskey recommends the state appropriate $210 million next session to complete the next phase of the project's design.